Yeah, great stuff. I hope farmers can hear that it's such a small amount of money and so highly successful. Something of interest, how would a farmer know that the end product, without sending it to a laboratory, which maybe you should, or the laboratory I'd send it to, be Soil Food Web in Lismore, not to say there isn't anyone else, but it's the only one I would be sending it to. Now, how would if a farmer wasn't sending it off to a laboratory and didn't have his own microscope, how would he know that the stuff that was ready to make a compost tea out of?
I went down the track of sending my original samples to Soil Food Web, but I've got a document here that says that, you know, exactly the quality of my product. So, you know, if it comes back that it's lacking in something, well, then you can adjust and maybe send another sample up until you get it right. And once you get it right, then there's no reason to have any further tests unless you want to just verify it every so often that you're still on track. But the other simple way is to make your tea anyway, apply it to your tomatoes or potatoes and see what happens. I don't believe that if you're using worm tea that you'll do any, you know, worm compost that you'll do any harm, and if it works and you get the response, well, just keep doing what you're doing. If you're if you're actually looking to sell it commercially, then I think it's a good idea to have an independent organisation like Soil Food Web actually analyse it so that you can tell your, you know, show your customers that it is of a certain quality. Over.
David, if you're just by looking at it or smelling it, how would you know if it was, without sending it away, how would you identify that it's good stuff?
Good question. Here you go. First of all, it will have a little bit of an odour, but unless it's something that really knocks your head back, then you'd know that there's something terribly wrong with it. But I have heard people say, that worm tea's not as good as ours. Ours is much darker, ours is much blacker. And that's a bit of a furphy, because you can manipulate colour of your worm tea depending on how much soil you put in or how much molasses, and that's really not necessarily got anything to do with the quality, the diversity of the biology that's in it. So you can either have it tested, or basically if you follow the recipe that a proven tea maker has given you, then you can be pretty safe that you're going to be pretty close to having a good product.
Yep. I suppose just smelling it, if it smells like good compost, look good humusy type of compost, that's a pretty good indicator that it's a good material.
Yes, it is. If it's got a really good sweet smell, then you know that it's going to be really good. But what I'm also saying that sometimes I've found that the teas that have been left a bit and have started to get a bit smelly, when they're used, we still get a really positive response. So I guess I'm saying that if it does start to be a bit smelly, don't necessarily believe that you've got to toss it out and use it, because I have yet to have anyone in my whole experience come back and tell me that the worm tea, regardless whether it was used fresh or old, has done any damage. Over.
David, had a farmer who bought worms and he's got a never-fill bin, I think he created himself up at Bathurst, and he had a problem with a meat ants which had a nest somewhere nearby, and they just really hopped into his worms. Have you heard of an ant problem? I've heard of rats and mice problem, but you covered that in the previous CD. But what about ants? Is that a problem that you've heard of?
I have, and I think the ants is pretty much the same as the rats and vermin one, is totally saturate your bin and make it so wet that the ants don't want to get near it. They'll find somewhere else to go, and that's the beauty. If you've got an everfill or something like that with good draining, just, you know, really make it nice and wet, almost muddy, that the ants won't want to get in there. Over.
Fantastic. No, that's good advice. Yeah, that's good advice. So sensible when you hear it. is anyone else wants to ask a question? Because we are getting closer to our time. So is anyone else out there? Well, Mark, have you got anything else you'd like to ask?
Yeah, just on the soil test, David, were they done at the same time of year, or was one done in the autumn and the other one just spring, or what was the go there?
My original, that's a good question, Mark. The original test, which was done quite a few years ago, as I'm talking, I'll try and see if I can find it. Okay, I found it here. The original test was done in June, and the next two were basically done on the same day in the same paddock. Just bear with me, I'm just trying to find that I've got too many bits of paper here. They were done in September, so there was a difference of about 3 months between the original,
yeah, right.
What I'm talking about, but I think in terms of overall quality and pH and things out of the paddock, I don't think that would change much. But the two between the one I used the tea and the one I used the castings were done on the same day.
Yep, that's all right. I'd like to have more evidence like that. It'd be good.
Yeah, well, you know, then when people start looking at you funny and saying, oh, you're a bit strange doing this stuff, you can just pull out the analysis and there.
Yeah.
There. Over.
Yep. That's about it from me. Here you go.
No, Mark, I think just talking about knowing what you're doing there, that you've got a relatively small farm and I shouldn't say small, but very productive, that using the compost teas, etc., you're going to make it that much more productive and your costs will just nosedive. And then you can also look at, waste reduction for people who've got a waste problem. So there's just some different ways of working with the worms.
Yep.
And if you join the Worm Growers Association, you just get more clues and more assistance, and it's just another string to your bow. And what is the cost of the Worm Growers Association, David?
Okay, the annual subscription fee is $100 a year.
Plus GST?
No GST.
Okay. Yeah, and you get all the support you can imagine.
Yes, and one of the good things is that we've got a forum where, the members are discussing things between themselves, and you can just sort of eavesdrop on that, and it's just amazing what you can pick up. We try to make that forum open to everyone, but unfortunately there's just so many spammers coming in onto these forum things that we've sort of had to limit it to members' contribution.
Great idea. That's a great idea. All right. Well, Mark, thank you very much. We are going to mute the guests. So thank you very much for coming on the line, Mark. Really appreciate your questions.
No worries. Thanks, Hugo. Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good to talk to you again. Thanks to all the other people that sent in the questions as well as Mark. That's the quickest hour I've ever sat through, Hugo. Well, we've been gone about 15 minutes.
Sorry. What's that, David?
I'm just saying that
David,
was the quickest hour. I thought we'd been talking about 15 minutes, and I look at my watch and we've been going an hour.
Yes. Look, I think we'll stop recording, David. So I'll say goodbye, and you can say goodbye, and thank you very, very much for what you had to say, because it just makes things clear again.
I just, in signing off, Hugo, perhaps if I just say to the people that are listening to this through the in their tractor or whatever, that we do have a website, davoswormfarms.com.au, and there's a lot of information on that if they want to have a look at it.
Can you say that website again?
Yeah, davoswormfarms.com.au.
Right. Jolly good. All right, David, thank you very much for coming online, and all the best.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, David. Bye.